On a morning like this, in a newsroom like ours, many TV monitors are showing the same image. It is the face of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's taking sharp questions before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Secretary Clinton said, "I take responsibility for the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, last September." She remembered meeting the families of four Americans killed that day.
"I put my arms around the mothers and fathers, the sisters and brothers, the sons and daughters, and the wives left alone to raise their children. It has been one of the great honors of my life to lead the men and women of the State Department and USAID."
The U.S. Agency for International Development. Clinton went on to argue that diplomats and development workers cannot do their jobs from bunkers. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has been covering Secretary of State Clinton for years. She's been listening to the testimony. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, some of this story is well known. There was an attack on the U.S. consulate. The U.S. ambassador to Libya was killed along with three other Americans. There's been an investigation of security lapses leading up to that. Have you learned anything new about this story from listening to Secretary Clinton?
She's basically repeated where we are today, that there was this review panel. It made some recommendations, all of which she accepted. The panel found that the security in Benghazi was grossly inadequate. But the night of the attack, Clinton says there were no delays in decision makings, no denials of support from Washington or from the military. Those were comments that she made in her testimony today. The problem was, of course, in the months leading up to that attack, the situation in Benghazi was deteriorating. This special mission didn't have the kind of security it needed. It fell through the bureaucratic cracks in a way. And Clinton says none of the requests that the ambassador, Chris Stevens, had made about security prior to this attack came to her desk.
Nothing came to her desk.
She said these cables did not come to her desk and that these were decisions that were made by lower-level officials.
One of the questions she was asked by the senators was, in response, was, well, okay, how can you prevent that from happening again?
Yeah, and she said that she's been working with DOD and working on high-threat security, high-threat posts around the world to figure out ways to beef up security. But it's obviously, you know, these kind of things don't usually come to the Secretary of State's desk, is what she said.
Now, all of this is happening at a moment when there have been many new developments in North Africa and in West Africa. There's been an Islamist takeover of about half of Mali. There's been this hostage situation related to that in an oil and gas facility in Algeria. How is she responding to that?
Well, she talked about the connections. You know, I mean, when Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was toppled by rebels, and this was with support of NATO air cover, Secretary Clinton played a key role in all of that, his mercenaries left with lots of guns. Many of them were Tuaregs. They went to northern Mali, where there was a Tuareg rebellion, and joined that. Since then, you have al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb finding base in northern Mali, and they're believed to have been played a role in the hostage-taking in Algeria.
One of the challenges that she may well leave for her expected successor, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman on NPR News.